just wanted to share a little bit. I won't take a lot of your time, but something that's been on my heart, it's just something that I've been living with, and the Lord was working with me throughout my, I would say, Christian life, life with Him, is putting Him at the center of everything that I do. We always say, like, Lord, be the Lord of my life, be the center of everything that I do. It's good, like, we're saying this, but when it comes to actual Him being at the center, in charge, that's where things get tricky. That's when we kind of, we face challenges. And I want to share a little bit about that. My topic today, sermon, is called Christ at the Center. Christ as the center of everything. The center of our lives, our families, our churches, everything. Because without Him being in the midst of everything, we tend to realize that when we going through some stuff, some hardships, we're like, Lord, where are you? Why? What's going on? And He's like, well, I'm here. You're there. Put me in the middle. And so that's what the Lord was working with me throughout my, journey with Him. I've been with the Lord most of my life. I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a choir director. I grew up in church. And heard His voice since I was a little girl. I knew Him. I got saved when I was 13. And all my life, I was like, Lord, You are the head of my life. You are in charge of everything. But as I started going into the ministry and I would say maturing with the Lord, maybe some of you would notice this, like maybe it will, I would say you will understand what I'm talking about. You start to kind of like step away and doing things your own way. Doing things out of your own understanding. You're becoming, we become less dependent on the Lord and more dependent on ourselves, on our knowledge, on our experiences, and we become less dependent from Him. And I came to realize that when I started I started to burn out. I started to falling away emotionally and spiritually from what I was doing for the Lord. Like, what is going on? Why don't I like to do this anymore? Why don't I like people anymore? Why don't I don't want to spend time with the Lord anymore? What's going on? It's because the Lord was showing me, just slowly revealing to me where I stepped away from. I stopped, I pushed Him away, and I started to lean on my own strength, on my own understanding, on my own wisdom that I've gained. I remember when I just got saved, I didn't want to do nothing without Him. I was always like, Lord, what do You want to do? Let's do it together. I don't want to do anything on my own. And then as I got wiser, I got more mature, I was like, okay, I know better. I know what to do. And so my topic today, it's kind of like I summed it up a little bit of what I want to talk about. But I want us to go back. Maybe for some of you, it will resonate with you that you've kind of like stepped a little bit away from dependency on the Lord, from dependency on His presence, Him being the head of our lives, fully in charge and in the center. Colossians, I want to start from this. today. Colossians 1, chapter 1, 17, 18. He existed before anything was made, and now everything finds completion in him. He is the head of his body, which is the church. And since he is the beginning and the firstborn, heir in resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything. Absolutely everything. And where we, if we put him in the first place of everything that we do, you, like everything, he will be in the center of all of your, sometimes we think, Lord, you don't need to be in every little detail of what we're doing. But the thing is, if he leads us, if he's in the first place and we follow him, we will never get lost. We'll never get lost in ourselves. We'll never get lost in our motives, in our actions. We will see clearly what we're doing. And I've learned this. When I put my full trust in him, I didn't notice it at first. But then something happened and my reaction was completely different than it was before. Before it was panic, it was like pure chaos, frustration. And when something happened, like remember like years ago, and I've noticed that my reaction was peace. I'm like, Lord, you see what's going on. You know better. You got this. We got this. It's going to be okay. There's no panic. There's no frustration. There's no anxiety. Absolutely none. If he is in the middle, because he gives you wisdom and understanding. Everything comes from him, not from our own understanding and strength. That's where we lose it. Like when we start to lean on our own understanding and strength, and it's easy to do. As much as we give God our time and put him at the center of our lives, that is how much of authority, power, and wisdom we will have. Period. How much we give him our time and how much we put him at the center of our lives, that is how much authority and power and wisdom we will have. Sometimes we give a little, but we expect a lot. Amen. We give as Lord. I know our God is so good. He's so merciful. He's so loving. He doesn't expect a lot, but he knows us. He knows what is a lot and what is little from you, for you. And we know. We get as much as we give. Church nowadays leans a lot on her own understanding and knowledge and wisdom. As sad as it is, you guys, there is a lot of, because we're in the era of knowledge. I remember when I was a youngling in my teen years, there was no Google. There was nothing. It's just like we had bunch, you know, like for Gen Zers and Alphas, we had those encyclopedias books, like massive. It was like you have to fill a whole library on stuff, like to get something. Now it's all on your phone. We live in the era of knowledge and advancement of knowledge, and we tend to forget to put God's wisdom, guidance, and knowledge at the center of our life. There's so much counseling. There's so much all of that nonsense that it's penetrated into the church. Everybody's a psychologist. We have to know human behavior. And like, this is the earthly. It's good to have it. It's good to know. But it's all that you're leaning on. I'm talking to Christians. I'm talking to the people that serve the Lord, that love the Lord.